Carl Goodman.
Yes, hey, Carl. Is it fine now?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for calling me back. I've just been so in a tizzy today.
Mm-hmm. I got to know that you were very angry. Everything is all right?
Yeah. Oh, I am so angry. Well, first of all, in addition to what's going on there with Mark Richer,
mm-hmm.
I had a problem with my computer yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I called Microsoft in Cupertino,
okay.
California.
Uh-huh.
And they said, oh, you have this problem. Let me transfer you to the person who can help you.
Okay.
They transferred me. The person got onto my computer and drove, so I hope he hasn't stolen anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, we need to repurchase your Microsoft 365 and a security software, so you need to go get a
mm-hmm.
$250 gift card, right? So I went and got a $250 gift card. He took the money and then never called me back, never fixed the computer. He was in the
mm-hmm.
wind.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to file. I will file charges against him. And then I'll be anxious to hear what Mark Richer has said to you, but Books a Million is going after Mark Richer. They're going after
mm-hmm.
him big time. So
the thing
yeah.
is, after I had the call with you.
You're breaking up again.
It's again breaking up?
Yeah, hold on.
Just
I'm
going
to try to find another place.
Please tell me, is it any better now?
It's a little better now. I can at least understand you, yes.
Perfect. So after our conversation yesterday, I looked into this and I tried to initiate contact with Books a Million on our end, and we have like investigated. We are in direct contact with some people in Books a Million.
Now, you contacted Books a Million?
Yeah. Can you hear me fine now?
Okay. Sort of. Not very well.
Can you please try changing your location? There might be a possibility that it's on your end.
It could be. I'm going to step outside. I mean, I hate to do it, but I will. All right. Is this better?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. I can still barely hear you, but I'm outside, so it should be okay. But anyway, tell me, you contacted Books a Million, and what did they
yeah.
have to say?
So the people that we are in contact, we do have links. They have verified Mark, and I also have a word with Mark, and he's saying that the people they are saying that there are different departments for support and for sales and everything, and they are saying that it is legit. Mark is legit. He's working with Books a Million. And the other thing, Mark, I also had a word with Mark. He's saying that he can go on a three-way call, a conference call with you and Books a Million, and can prove and verify his identity.
Okay. I can do that. I will not let him choose the person at Books a Million. I will call the security guy and
yeah,
we'll
sure,
get
sure,
him
sure. He never said that he's gonna bring up his person. You're right. So you can directly call like Books a Million first and then take in conference Mark, or call Mark first and then take in the person, any person from Books a Million, and can verify the identity. Because on our end we have done the verification and it seems legit to us.
Well, it seemed legit to me, too, until I talked to Books a Million. And
mm-hmm.
late yesterday afternoon, I even talked to HR, Human Resources.
Mm-hmm.
They said among all their employees, they have a mark.
I told,
to pay richer.
Exactly. I told Mark everything that you have told me yesterday, that you have called the headquarters. And so he's saying that there are different departments for the bookstores, like for different stores and for support and for sales. That's why there's a possibility that they might don't have their address.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll give that. But Mark still says he is with Books a Million, huh?
I'm sorry?
Mark still affirms that he is with Books a Million.
Yep, that's what he said.
Now, that's interesting because I even had their IT people say booksamillion.sales, which is his email address, is
mm-hmm.
not an email address used by Books a Million.
Carl, I got your point. Like, I'm not defending him over here, but there might be a possibility. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I will give it a try. But in the meantime, you need to suspend printing because what happens is if it ends up after 2 or 3 days after we, you know, because I might call Mark and not get him and then try to get Books a Million and not get it, I'll have to set an appointment. But if it goes a few more days, then you're going to tell me, I'm sorry, Carl, you own 10,000 books. Or you own whatever, 2,000 books. And I'm going to say, I won't take them. You know, I don't have anywhere for them. So,
Carl, I got your point. So what we can do, if you want us to hold the printing, I can do that. As the books are already in printing, there might be some books that are ready. But still, if you want me, I can stop the printing right away. Let's have a discussion with Mark and Books a Million first. And once everything is good to go, then we can resume the printing process.
Good. You know, again, I'll take my books because I've already paid you $5,000 to get them, right?
Mm-hmm. Those books are in the printing, and they will be.
I can't hear you again. I'm going to move
talking
again.
About the...
I can't hear you.
Is it fine? Is it better?
A little. I'm going to move out into the yard. Okay, so, all right, let's see. Let's see if I can hear you now. Try now.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me fine now?
Yeah, I can now.
Perfect.
For the cars
so I'm
on
saying,
the road.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I'm saying the printed copies, the previous payment for 5,000, those copies are already in the printing process. They will be delivered to you. So you don't have to worry about them. I'm talking about the 2,000 copies for Books a Million. We can like stop the printing process for them. Once everything is sorted out, then we can resume or permanently stop the process.
Okay, that's what we'll have to do. And I have put it the same way. I put a hold on the standees.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing that was told to me by mm-hmm. the merchandising manager at Books a Million is that Books a Million never, ever asks an author for promotional materials because they have certain logos and standards and colors that they use within their stores. They don't ever use standees or anything provided by the author.
Mm-hmm. I do understand.
So I'll let them approach
this,
that with Mark, yeah.
Sure. I do understand this, but there might be a possibility that Mark is working with some limited stores or there are few stores who can use the branding material from the author. So there might be a possibility, and that's all I'm saying. So the best thing is it's going to be a conference call between you, Mark, and Books a Million.
Yeah, okay. I'll try to do that as long as Mark's available. Of course, I can't do that at all today. My day is
mm-hmm.
booked. Yesterday dealing with this other scam. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, I've been too gullible, and I will not ever be gullible again. I'm going to get tough. And it's
mm-hmm.
just like one of the things that Becky asked. She did a search for your name. You're not on
mm-hmm.
Facebook. You're not on LinkedIn. There's nowhere that I can find Steve Wilson. that works for Penguin Book Writers, right? Do you know how strange that is? Do you know how strange that is?
I don't understand your concern, but the thing is I don't use any of these social media applications or anything. Although I do have a LinkedIn account back then.
I know. I've been talking to you, but all I'm saying is I'm no longer going to be taken in by anything suspicious. If Mark isn't available or if he can't verify with the security director for Books a Million, we're done. Mm-hmm. I'm so pissed. I will not be manipulated this way and spend that kind of money, right?
Sure. The money was never an issue, Carl. As I told you yesterday, if everything is sorted out and if you want to cancel with the printed copies, we can easily refund you the amount. That won't be a problem. All I was saying is just don't cancel the payment from your end because it's going to be on payment version, which is going to be a problem.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I'll talk to him along with Books a Million, but it might be next week because I can't do anything today. Tomorrow's Friday, and I will do it when I'm – and I'll also do it, Steve. You know I'm not always grumpy and in a bad mood. I'll do it when I'm in a good enough mood that I won't be that I won't be angry and negative. So anyway, that's it. I had a couple of other things I'd written you about. But frankly, I can't talk about them right now because I'm not at my office, so I have nowhere to write them down or to discuss them. But I appreciate it. After my scam yesterday, I'm just so angry. I mean, and it's my fault. I'm gullible.
Let me tell you, don't worry about the amount because you have not paid a single penny to Mark.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, your friend is safe with us. If things didn't work out, we can surely do the treatment for you.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you. Because I have to pay the American Express bill tomorrow. I have already cashed in investments and lost $1,000 to be able to pay that $12,000 bill to my American Express tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I've already lost $1,000. Even
I'm really sorry about that, but all I'm saying just do not cancel the payment at any cost because it's going to be a big problem for me and for the company. Whenever you need the amount, just let me know. We can refund. We can surely refund the amount.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it because if we need to do that, I will tell you, and I'll need that money within a week because I'll need to go. I'll need it in Maine. I can't.
Mm-hmm. I do remember you leaving.
Yeah, it's just, I am now in a financial hardship. Frankly, from dealing with Penguin. You guys have gotten so much money from me this year. I mean, how many people have $30,000 or $35,000 extra dollars in a year? You do, I'm sure. but you're not me, and you put me in a situation where I'm going on vacation and have no money. Tell me how that would work.
I'm really sorry.
I can't take you out to dinner because I've spent all my money. Or I've spent all our money.
That's totally fine. But the thing is, all we are doing is for you. We are spending the money for you. Doing the most we can so you can get more sales and can earn your money back.
I sure hope so. But you know what's interesting? I won't earn, even if they sell well, I won't earn any money for a long time. Ingram Spark, I learned, pays you after 2 months. Every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Not every month.
Mm-hmm. The same goes for Amazon. Even Amazon pays you, transfers their royalties after 60 days.
Yep, and then Ingram Spark only pays you after 6 months. So what I may do after, if you get everything running, I'll ask you to give me about $10,000 a loan so that I can live on that until I get paid back. I'm serious. If I spend it all,
I have nothing to say.
I know. Okay, but that'll happen. So anyway, the last thing I was going to ask you is, please check, because I went on to Ingram Spark and added my and updated my bank information, which is what that link.
Yeah, I saw
I
your
wanna
email
make sure
card.
You're all set.
Yeah, I saw your email regarding the Ingram Sparks. I have already had a word with the publishing team. They have logged into the account, and it seems like you haven't put the card details over there. So
I
if you
did.
Go to on the same, but it's still not showing
not
up there. I
that.
Just.
Look, I am not going to do that again. I will give you the banking details, and you can add them. Okay?
All right then.
Because I've already
right. we'll
did
do
it.
The...
I already did it, and it didn't work. I mean, I followed every instruction.
Yeah. I got your point. So, yeah, I just checked with the team, and I also have a screenshot over here that says that card details are still missing. If you want, I can even share it with you. But let's just do this. Share the details with me, and I will, we're going to put the details from our site.
Okay. I do not – it's not a card. It's they ask for your bank account so they can deposit. They don't –
There are two things over the bank account, and also there is an option at the bottom. If you scroll down at the bottom, you can see they do require the card details as well. So you need to put your card details over there.
Okay. Well, I will call you from the office because I don't have either my bank account or the cards with me.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
So I will call you. Gosh, I have a half an hour to do 3 hours worth of work. I will call you this afternoon. I'll ignore everything else important, okay? So make sure you take my call when I call you, all right?
All right. Can you please tell me at what time you're going to call me?
I have no idea. It's 2:30 now, and I will eat lunch at 3:30, like that. I'll eat lunch at 3:30 and call you at about between 3:30 and 4, or I'll call you instead of eating lunch when I get back to the office. Okay.
All right. Sure. Call. Sure. And I will be sharing the screenshot with you over the text message. So please just have a look where you need to put the card details and have done that.
Don't send. Okay, Steve. Do not send me that link on a cell phone.
No. I'm not sending the link. I'm saying I'm just sharing the screenshot.
Oh, okay, that's fine, but I can't see a screenshot on my telephone. That's why I said email me them, and then I can open them up on my computer and see them.
All right, sure, we'll do that.
Okay, and then I will call you when I get back, okay?
Perfect. All right, anything else for me?
All right. No, that's all for now. Let's try to get this thing working, okay?
Sure. All I want you is just to calm down and don't worry about the payment or anything. It is safe with us because you haven't pay anything to Mark. Even if you so the payment is safe. It's with us.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We'll work through it. But you know, I have other things to do too. So I'm just so angry right now. I'm in no hurry to do this. If it's next Friday, before I talk to Mark, I don't care. I don't care if we're 2 or 3 weeks late with the books and the standees and all that. I just don't care.
Sure.
Can you tell I'm upset?
Because as long as you're not satisfied, obviously you're not going to go for it. I can understand.
That's right. And it'll take the security director for Books a Million telling me, okay, Mark is legit, we can go forward. And if he can't do that, I won't go forward. But the reason Ingram is important, and I've gone on there twice to put my banking information and stuff there, the reason that's important is I'm going to go up to Maine in 2 weeks, and I'm going to go to Sherman's bookstore and all that and tell them, please order my books and order them through Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't get on and get them, then I won't sell a damn book. Okay?
I got your point, Carl.
All right. Good. Good. Well, listen, I appreciate your help.
Yes.
I really do. You're not the reason.
No worries.
So I'm going to go get my work done, and I'll call you back.
Oh, perfect, Carl. Perfect. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
And again, all I want you is not to worry about anything. Just do let me know if you have any concern, any problem. We're going to sort this out. It won't be a problem.
Very well.
Okay?
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
No worries. Take care of yourself.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.